Okay, so let's unpack this. We usually associate billionaire spending with massive displays of wealth. You know, the drill, right? Super yachts, buying a sports team, maybe a rocket or two.
For all three.
Right.
Yeah.
But looking at this stack of reports, there's a massive shift happening. The checkbooks are moving away from showing off and moving toward digging in,
Yeah.
literally.
Yeah, it's a pivot to what industry watchers are calling architectural survivalism. And the demographic driving this is really specific. I mean, it isn't oil tycoons or old money. It is specifically the AI class. So titans of Silicon Valley like Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, and Peter Thiel.
Right, the very people architecting our digital future. And that is the mission for this deep dive. We are looking at the exit strategies these fouls are engineering, because it looks a lot like they are hedging their bets against the very civilization they are helping to build.
Or at least preparing for what they call the event, which is the industry euphemism for a total systemic collapse, whether that is from a pandemic climate issues or the technology itself destabilizing things. And just to be clear for you listening, we are simply reporting on the ideas and philosophies in the source material today. We aren't endorsing these viewpoints or taking any political sides. We just want to look at the data.
Exactly. We're just the messengers. So let's look at the physical proof. We have to start with Mark Zuckerberg's project in Hawaii, the Kula Ranch. The price tag alone is staggering at $270 million.
It is huge. But the luxury aspect is actually secondary to the fortress aspect. I mean, it is designed to be a completely independent ecosystem with its own water and agriculture. But the security specs are what really catch your eye. He is building a 5,000 square foot underground bunker.
And we aren't talking about a standard storm cellar here. The plans call for blast-resistant concrete and heavy soundproof doors operated by keypads.
Yeah.
It reads much more like a military installation.
But then, and here is the fascinating design twist, the estate also features a network of 11 disc-shaped treehouses connected by rope bridges.
Which is such a weird dichotomy. You have these whimsical Peter Pan treehouses up above and a blast-proof bunker down below.
It encapsulates the mindset perfectly, though. Maintain the fantasy of a playground, but structurally prepare for a collapse.
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has a similar duality, but he has been much more vocal about it. He has admitted to prepping with a very specific survival portfolio.
He frames it as a rational choice given the variables in play. He is holding gold guns, antibiotics, and Israeli Defense Force gas masks. He even has a patch of land in Big Sur he can fly to.
This connects back to Peter Thiel, the co-founder of Palantir, because he feels like the philosophical architect of this whole movement.
He really is. Thiel is a proponent of the sovereign individual.
Which, for you listening, that is the theory that in the digital age, individuals with enough capital can essentially become their own entities separate from government authority.
Exactly. And Thiel actually tried to build his physical sovereign space in New Zealand. He designed a massive lodge in Wanaka, intended to be earth-shielded, literally built into the hillside to be invisible to the eye.
Which led to a pretty funny reality check, because he has billions of dollars and a philosophy that says he is separate from the state, but the local zoning board just outright rejected the plan.
They said it was too visible and ruined the landscape. So it turns out, even when you prepare for the end of the world, you still have to deal with local bureaucracy.
There is a deeper paradox here, though. You have these guys racing to build artificial general intelligence AGI, which is software that can think and learn like a human.
Yeah.
And they admit this tech could disrupt the global order.
And simultaneously, they are the ones aggressively prepping for that disruption. We call this the safety class paradox. The people defining what safe AI looks like are building private safety nets for themselves.
And it's not just individuals anymore either. This has birthed the whole industry. You have companies like Safe launching things like Project Eerie.
That is a $300 million members-only complex. The brochure is straight sci-fi. They advertise MediShield, which are AI-powered medical suites with robotic doctors. The selling point is that you don't need human staff during a pandemic.
It attempts to create a completely hermetically sealed bubble. But money doesn't always solve physics. Just look at Larry Ellison. He bought 98% of the island of Lanai in Hawaii to build a data-driven utopia with hydroponic farms.
Right, Sensei Og. But the high-tech greenhouses struggled because of simple high winds, and his really expensive AI sensors kept failing because the island just had bad Wi-Fi.
That is the ultimate reality check. You can buy the island, but you can't buy the weather. So when we look at all these bunkers, what is the main takeaway for the rest of us?
It signals a shift toward a survival of the richest mentality. Security is becoming a private commodity rather than a public good. The investment is moving away from public resilience and toward private fortification.
It is definitely a signal worth paying attention to. We will leave you with this thought. If the architects of our digital future are secretly building bunkers to hide from it, what does that tell you about their confidence in the world they are building? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.